I'll get the newsy stuff out of the way first. There's a report out there that Buff is considering his future. And I guess that means contemplating not playing. How do you react? How surprised are you to hear that?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, he's taking his time. I don't know. You know, the reasons behind that are very private, so I'm not going to comment on what those are. But, you know, the organization put out a release, and he needs some time. So we're going to respect that and, you know, hope he's back soon. So, but, yeah, the reasons are definitely a very private matter for him.
Is there a big kind of, do you sense a big hole in the team when he's not around, or is that not felt in training camp so much?
Well, I mean, he's a very, very important part of our team, has been since I've been here. So, yeah, we'd like to have him back as soon as possible.
Can you even imagine this team without him?
That's a pretty hypothetical question that I don't know. I got a lot on my plate today to worry about playing a game tonight. I don't know if I'm going to delve into hypotheticals.
As for that tonight, excited to get back up and rolling here tonight?
Yeah, I feel good to get in the game. Feels like it's been a long time, so just, you know, try and, you know, get your feet moving, feel the puck, you know, feel, you know, the people around you, feel yourself in the space. So obviously it'll probably be a little bit faster than – we've had some fast practices, but, you know, the game's always ramped up a little bit, and it'll be, you know, fun to get the guys out there and play together and, you know, get this new group rolling.
Paul talked a little bit about experimenting with different combinations and different guys in the first few games anyway.
Yeah.
So thought on the guys that you're going with here tonight?
Yeah, really comfortable with Lyle's. Obviously put a lot over the years together, and then you know, had some time with Wheels, and obviously he's one of the best playmakers in the game. So you know, I can't be surprised when the puck gets on my stick, and yeah, it should be a line that's pretty heavy, fast, and, you know, hard to play against. So yeah, hopefully, you know, have some success here tonight, and, you know, continue that on for the rest of the preseason.
Obviously, you hope that those guys show up, but I mean, does the mentality change for a player in your situation when there's two important forwards?
I don't think mentality changes. I think, you know, I've always kind of come in and, you know, try and play my best and prove that, you know, I'd prove my value, I guess, and try and be as high up in the lineup as possible and play as much as possible. So, yeah, obviously those guys are huge parts for our team, and, you know, other guys are going to have to step up in their absence, you know, offensively, but especially offensively, I guess, for those two. But, you know, I'm not going to change my game based on, you know, who's here and who's not here. You know, I've done, you know, certain things to get here, so I'm going to continue to do those things.
You're looking to push for more offense, and that's something you've always been working on.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like that's part of who I am a little bit. So, yeah, you know, especially given an opportunity to play with Wheels, I think that's, you know, hopefully, you know, we can find some chemistry and you know, start to, you know, show that I can play up higher in the lineup. So, yeah, I think especially with those two out, I guess there's some minutes there to be had. But, you know, I'm not going to change my game, you know, to cheat offensively. I think it's just kind of going to happen organically.
You mentioned you're hoping not surprised at some passes Wheeler might give you. Is that a big part of learning to proving you can play with?
Yeah, well, I think just there was one in practice today in the pregame skate that I was kind of surprised that got through, and I just looked at him and I'm like, well, I'm glad I got the surprise out of the way this morning instead of tonight. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's different. I mean, he's got, what, most assists or second most assists over the last 3 years. So, yeah, he's going to find you. So I think, you know, always being ready for that and putting yourself in a spot where he can find you is going to be important. So, not that I'm going to be, you know, sitting here cocked with a one-timer the entire night, but yeah, it'll be nice to have that opportunity, and you know, hopefully get a couple of games so you can, you know, learn as you go.
Finishing plays like that, is that something you can work on in the summer, or is that just a...
Well, I mean, I think you always work on your shot and your goal scoring, and obviously being surprised is kind of something that just kind of happens in little small area games and stuff like that, but yeah, I mean, you concentrate on, you know, no one, I would say most guys aren't going home in the summer and working on their defensive stick and, you know, their defensive positioning too often. You know, everyone's working on, you know, their skills and, you know, trying to become as dangerous as possible. So, yeah, I think it's something you can work on, something I have worked on.
Important not to overthink tonight, then?
I mean, for everything that I just said, yeah, it is also a preseason game. And, I mean, he doesn't have their full lineup in by any means. So, you know, like I said, beginning, just, you know, get up to the pace, you know, feel the puck, be aware of the space, there's a lot less time. You'll have a lot less time out there than you've had so far. So, getting used to that again, but I wouldn't say I'm overthinking it. If we have 5 points tonight, doesn't mean I'm starting the season on the first line or anything like that. So, just trying to get into it and feel good.